It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. Let's get that morning conversation up and running, shall we?
Let's do it. So yesterday, I brought a bowl with me. I had some breakfast, and so I just had it in a bowl, and I just brought it to work with me. And so when I was done...
And this wasn't like a plastic bowl with a lid.
No, this was like my dish from home. So I just set it on my desk so that I would remember to bring it home with me. You know, I set it on top of my desk. And you walked by at some point, and you said, oh, is that your Corel dish? And I was like, what? Like, I mean, I know what Corel is, but I wasn't thinking... Oh, that's a Corel dish.
Uh-huh.
And so that prompted a conversation between us about Corel dishes and all the different patterns. And so, yes, it was my Corel dish. And so yesterday I sent you a picture of the whole set that we have. These were Gary's before we got married. And so I married into these dishes. But I grew up using Corel dishes at home.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of people did.
My meemaw had them. And they were the ones that I most closely associate with my childhood. I think we had them too, but I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I know my meemaw had them.
Yeah.
And she even still used the coffee cups.
Okay.
And the coffee cups, and I didn't remember this until we started looking at photos yesterday. Her cups, the handle was not connected at the top and the bottom.
Like to the cup, yeah.
Correct. It was sort of like, it almost looked like a hook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only connected at the top. And the reason was you could stack the cups inside themselves because the handles weren't in the way.
Okay.
And you sort of stacked them in sort of a circle because the cup, the each handle would be displaced by the one below it. And
right.
It'd kind of go or like in a spiral.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many place settings she had. I want to say she had 8 place settings.
Okay.
Now, when Donna and I got together, she had a really pretty little place setting that had little pink hearts and little blue flowers on it, on the dinner plates and on the smaller plates. And then the bowls had a small, thin pink and blue line on the inside of the bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a large bowl, a small bowl, a big plate, a small plate. But there were no coffee cups or no teacups, and it was a place setting for 4.
Okay.
Well, that's not enough dishes when you start having kids and getting married and everything. So ultimately, she and I ended up going and getting a place setting of 8 of this nice Corel, and it has apples on it and green kind of check marks.
Yeah.
Like kind of gingham looking. And it has big bowls, small bowls, big plates, small plates. But the printing on the bowls is on the outside of the bowls, not the inside. But we never got rid of the place setting of 4.
Right. Well, why would you?
So we have 12 settings, but it's 8 of one and 4 of another. And we're not bougie and we don't care.
Yeah.
But it's always been interesting. We'd go for the 8 settings first.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like as we work our way through those, when you get into the old original Donna dishes, it's like, oh, snap, time to wash some dishes.
Right. See, yeah, that's kind of the way we are here because we when we got married, Gary had these and I had different ones and they were heavy and they weren't Corel. Mm-hmm. So they weren't as good. And so we got rid of mine because they were heavier. And so then we kept the Corel. And then we also got another set of just neat dishes that have a pattern on them that were not Corel. Well, we still have those and we have the Corel. And the Corel have not broken. They have not chipped. Nothing. But that set that we have had for less time has broken and it's chipped. So some of our plates are chipped. So the Corel is standing the test of time. And my mom sent me pictures of the ones that we had growing up and the ones that they have currently because mom asked for another set several years ago. So that's what we got her for Christmas. But mom says those are better than fine china to her.
Right.
Because they're durable. And you could throw them in the dishwasher, you know, I mean, and they last.
They never wear out.
No.
Well, this is not a commercial for Corel, but it is a memory of our childhood. Did you have Corel? Do you still have it? Take a picture, put it up on Facebook, and let us know about it here at Quixie. Brian and Tricia, we are Quixie 98.3. So our morning conversation is up on Facebook. We'll take your calls on it as well. Did you grow up with Corel dishes, the brand name, or do you have them now? One of the most popular brands in the world,
yes,
as far as dishware goes. Affordable, durable. I mean, the paint in that's on them, it never wears off.
They're made in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different patterns.
And they change them, they retire them, and they add new ones.
Yeah.
And
now, we have Corel dishes that we've had since, well, Gary had them before we got married, so I'm married into these dishes. But we don't have a full set anymore. We don't have the coffee cups or the coffee mugs. I guess that he had them at some point. I don't know if they all come. Maybe not. And so we have five of the big dishes,
mm-hmm,
three of the bowls, and three small dishes. I know that they haven't broken, I don't think. Maybe they have broken.
But you guys have moved and been all over the world.
Yes. And yeah, so we don't have a full set. I think some have just been lost. Who knows? We might have them somewhere. They're just not in the cabinet. So even though we don't have a full set, I still really like them.
Yeah. And we have the set that Donna had when we got together. And then we bought a set. And we've got both sets because, quite frankly, sometimes you just need to have that many pieces. And, you know, you got some in the dishwasher, you got some you're using. But, yeah, my Meemaw had these ones. I most closely relate those to, like, the 70s. They, mm-hmm, they were like this goldenrod kind of a color, and
yeah,
they had little butterflies on them. And that's a retired pattern. They haven't made that one in quite a while. And we got to looking yesterday, you and I. There are hundreds of styles, and some of them are real modern,
yeah,
and some of them have like this kind of a square shape. They're not even a regular circle plate.
So I don't even know if I saw those, just, you know, at somebody's house.
I wouldn't assume they were Corel.
Yeah, me neither.
This all started because you had a bowl on your desk yesterday, and I went, oh, is that your Corel ware? And you're like, what? And you picked it up and looked and went, this is Corel.
I didn't even know. Because, I mean, not that it mattered, but we have several dishes. I mean, we have different patterns.
Yeah.
No. I mean, we have some plastic ones. We have some that are not as good quality that probably should throw away the chipped ones.
Yeah.
But then we, you know, have mismatched ones, and it doesn't really matter. I don't really care. We just eat on them, you know, as long as they serve their purpose.
Yeah. Well, Bruce Reeves brings up an interesting point. They are very durable. I have dropped plates from high up, and they just roll across the floor.
Yeah.
But when you occasionally do, and it rarely happens, but when you occasionally break a Corel dish, they go into 1 million pieces, and
really?
You're finding them for years.
I don't know that I've ever broken one, I don't think.